You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, I'm Toby, and basically our company is Craft Homes, and we build sustainable homes right through to passive house, and yeah, just primarily looking at people's health. That's our main focus.
I mean, I want to get more into that health stuff, but what would you define as sustainable?
Sustainability is, well, in my eyes, is more the longevity of the home, the materials that are used on the property, and also essentially the items that we use in the home, just for the health of the occupant. That's probably the three of the main things. And then we also look into energy efficiency as well.
How important is it to be building sustainable homes at this day and age?
Oh, I mean, for me, I've had asthma my whole life, and that's one of the biggest reasons why I started getting into more sustainable, healthy homes. I just think with the code today, it's so inefficient. It's making people unhealthy. New Zealand is having the biggest rate of asthma in the world. That's a big point that needs to be brought forward, and I think it's something that the government needs to start thinking about, is how we build our homes and how we remove moisture from them.
And because this is something, the type of home that we've been building for a very long time has resulted in cold and damp homes. So that's something that you're trying to challenge?
Yeah, definitely challenging the dampness. I guess it's the indoor air quality is quite a big deal. I think even with the contemporary homes today, they're kind of airtight as they are. And the required ventilation to remove the moisture from the homes is just not done through passive ventilation. So the homes aren't orientated properly so that they actually get a lot of ventilation. And due to that, it just means that moisture sits inside the home and we're breathing it, and there's just no way of removing it unless it's done through heat recovery ventilation or something along those lines.
And so how do you actually ventilate a house properly?
Well, there's two ways. I mean, passive solar looks at ways to introduce airflow into the home, so which would start from orientation and then positioning windows in certain locations and allowing airflow through the house passively. However, when we look at more passive house, it's done mechanically. So we use balanced heat recovery ventilation systems like Zender. They installed in the home, and they use the warmth that's generated inside the home, and they extract the moisture from the house. Then the intake brings in fresh air, which then gets filtered, and then through the heat exchanger, combines with the warm air that's already generated inside the home, and it gets pushed into all the bedrooms, and then basically we're keeping all that airflow circulating in the home, so we're removing the moisture and retaining the heat, and then that way we end up with a nice dry home and using our own energy that we've already produced in the home to keep the home warm.
When you explain it like that, and also the direct kind of relationship to people's health and what they're living in and what they're breathing, it just seems like a no-brainer that this is something that, you know, shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. You'd think that it would be something that it's pretty obvious, but it turns out that it's not obvious to a lot of people, and every time I talk to somebody, they wouldn't have a clue what balanced heat recovery ventilation is, and they don't really get the gist of the whole concept. So we're educating people the best we can. The more we can talk to designers and get them introducing good ventilation into homes and just better joinery, just more insulation, things like that, that's going to help the general public moving forward. We just got to get the word out, and we just have to educate people and make sure everybody understands how important it is to have a healthy home.
Because, the health costs on the other side of all this surely would just be massive. And if you stop something, you know, before it even happens, then you don't have all of those consequences.
Oh, exactly. That's it. you've basically just said it right there. I don't know what the costs implications are to the New Zealanders, but I know asthma is a pretty big deal, and I think it's not just asthma. There's other aspects of it too. If you've got good ventilation, you can remove bugs and germs and all the things that our kids come home from kindies and that all come home with their sniffly noses. And then if we can actually change that air out, we can remove those bugs from our home, and then it just means that people can live, without too many allergies and illnesses and things like that. I really don't know what the cost implications are,
right.
But I can imagine it's quite big.
Do you have a lot of support, I suppose, from a kind of governmental level or even local government?
So I guess Homestar, so New Zealand Green Building Council, I've been affiliated with them for a couple of years now, and there's a lot of good information out there now, and good marketing. So they've kind of, I guess, not directly driven at craft homes, but I mean more to New Zealanders and other building companies and trying to get people to do things differently. I think that's probably where that's where most of the help comes. But I don't directly have any help from the government or anything like that. I'm just trying to do it on my own back and just try and educate people.
So when you say sort of educating people, is that just kind of getting to talk to more and more people and get them to understand the benefits of this so that there is probably more demand and then the government would have to respond?
Yeah, I think, the New Zealand Green Building Council, they're definitely drivers of the whole Homestar rating tool and trying to get homes to be better. They're probably the main drivers of the whole thing. I don't think us builders are directly driven. I think there's just, when we engage with architects and designers and clients, we then educate them. But I mean, I try and do it through my own Facebook page and marketing and things like that. But other than that, it's quite, trying to find the time to actually do these sorts of things as well is quite tricky. It's not easy to visit multiple, like it'd be nice to go to schools and it'd be nice to go to everywhere else and talk to them about it. But it's just trying to find time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.